You know that feeling when you're standing somewhere so beautiful it takes your breath away? Picture this. I'm perched on a rocky outcrop in Torres del Paine, fingers frozen around my coffee thermos, binoculars in the other hand, waiting for sunrise. I'm Brooke Mitchell, and I can't wait to share this journey with you.
Oh my gosh!
For this season of Rewildology, we're going to explore Chile's rural parks of Patagonia together. Trust me, it's going to be quite a ride. We'll track pumas.
Puma is rupestre.
Hike through ancient forests.
Oh my gosh, I've seen photos of this tree.
And meet some of the most passionate conservationists you'll ever encounter.
We are seeing how the landscape is changing. There are some places that are contaminated, and all of this is because of us.
The best way of thinking as a glacier is thinking that it's a river that is frozen. So it's a river of ice.
The Root of Parks moves beyond mere landscape preservation to pioneer a revolutionary conservation approach where ecological health and community prosperity develop hand in hand. In future episodes, we'll explore a select collection of these parks in detail, meeting the people who protect them and discovering what makes each one unique.
Today, we project the route of the Park of Patagonia to be one of the best examples of travel as a consequence of conservation.
And hopefully, by the end, you'll understand why these places matter so much to all of us.
How exciting. Mm-hmm. Watching the birth of a park.
Yeah. We have seen here groups of 10 or 12 pumas, different pumas.
What?
Females with cubs, independent cubs from other litters.
Amazing.
Adults, males, all of them interacting in a kind of peaceful way.
So a glacier that is in balance will receive the same amount of water that it will lose in summer. And if it receives less than what it's melted away in summer, then the glacier is retreating.
Standing here in Torres del Paine, watching the last rays of sun paint those granite towers pink, I feel a profound optimism about conservation's future.
These phantoms are not so phantoms here. Yeah. Not anymore.
These protected lands represent far more than scenic viewpoints or postcard imagery. They safeguard complete living systems where every element remains connected.
Oh my gosh! Is this real? Oh my gosh!
I'm Brooke Mitchell, and I'm inviting you to join me on this season of Rewildology, Where the Wild Calls, a journey through Patagonia's Root of Parks. 8 episodes unveiling the remarkable story of South America's greatest conservation corridor.